And now on the Rick Stacy Show,
I present
Jill Bucko with the three big things you don't need to know.
Brought to you by Fox 35 Orlando.
Number one.
All right, so I'm going to get to Yoko Ono in just a second. But first, this is something that Rick texted me yesterday. Because, you know, we have on the Fox News here while we're on the air. So we always notice Ansley, what's her last name? Earhart? Yeah.
Right.
And so I get this text from Rick yesterday that says, oh my God, Ansley's husband filed for divorce.
Filed for divorce because, you know, she's portrayed in her own books. And when you see the specials on her, because for some reason she's something to focus on. You know, she's got the perfect suburban life.
Right.
The house is just so white and clean and perfect. Dude. And her daughter's perfect and they're all blonde and everybody's perfect. It's really uncomfortable.
You can definitely tell from the cover of her last book. She's dressed on white, the white rug in her living room, a white leather couch in front of her white fireplace. It's very...
You could feel the what's the word for somebody who just never really thought sex was something you should have?
She oozes prude.
She never looks like she's happy, that's for sure. But here's what happened. I found out the story.
How could you be happy?
Listen.
Can you imagine the tension?
So she had said she was separating from him because she found out, according to her.
Let me guess. He was cheating.
He cheated with her best friend years ago.
Well, her best friend's probably like a normal person.
And he wears denim.
So then...
She wears denim?
Oh, my God. I can't get a word in with you two.
Well, you should slow down. Go ahead.
She said he cheated. So she separated from him. Said, I don't want to be with you anymore. We're separating. You cheated on me. And he said, I didn't cheat on you, but the fact that you would go public with this makes me not want to be married to you either, so I'm going to file for divorce first.
Ooh.
So he filed for divorce. He said, I'm disappointed that this private matter has become public. I remain focused on a committed and being the best dad, even though my wife has decided to move on.
Her perfect little life is coming down like a house of cards.
And he's like, no, I've been sleeping in a separate bed for like 10 years.
No, he's been sleeping in a single bed with his foot on the floor.
What'd they say? After much prayer and careful consideration, Will and I have separated, is what she said.
Right, right.
So,
Man, I swear.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, is she not wearing her wedding ring on TV this morning?
No, that's the first thing I looked for.
She looks angry.
Oh, yeah. I know that clenched jaw just
Did you
very
notice
angry.
Her body language? I thought it would be the opposite. Her body language now, she's even tightened up more. Man, ain't nobody getting within 50 feet of that.
Well, you know, she normally wears like very subdued outfits. And now today she's wearing black and red, like the devil.
Yeah. And you can see the veins on her legs popping because she's got them so tight together. Not even, nobody's getting in there.
Number two.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you could be like that, or you could be like this. Yoko Ono, in celebration of what would have been her husband's 78th birthday, decided to release a remake of one of his most famous songs. Let's see if you can tell what this is.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Where's the music?
It's easy if you try. No hell. He lost.
It's terrible.
Above us on this sky.
Hello, Sydney.
It sounds like she's having a hard time reading the lyrics. That's what it sounds
God,
like.
I don't understand this whole thing. She's got a fan page and on YouTube. She's got all these followers.
Well, even when she does have like music and everything, it's...
sounds like that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Google one of her videos. That's the one. That's the one I was thinking of.
It's got a good beat. Come on.
It's just her yelling.
Wait a minute.
That's the song I was talking about earlier.
Is this something put out by The Onion? This can't be true. We're falling for it, aren't we?
If you look up any of her songs on YouTube, you will see the comments of people calling her inspiring and groundbreaking and amazing and brave. And she's all those things, apparently.
No, these are people that don't want to, you know, we got to be looking accepting and nice. What? These are the people that don't want to say the truth. They're like, no, that sucks. That's not real music. That sounds terrible.
I've been in radio for a really long time, and that is just a heaping pile of poo right there.
I got friends.
Number three.
I have friends' dogs that have more rhythm than her.
Yeah. Like, I don't care if you were married to a Beatle. That just needs to stop. So then we hear the news that Joe Giudice, who is, of course, the husband of Teresa Giudice from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, he's in jail. But when he gets out of jail next year, they have decided that he is going to be deported.
Back to New Jersey.
No,
get out of here.
Based upon the law, I find you deportable and ineligible for any kind of relief. Now, here's the thing. He's being deported back to Italy. Is that really a punishment?
No.
Yeah, let's see. The best wine in the world. You live by the Mediterranean.
Weather's beautiful.
You're in Europe and yeah.
Yeah, so you can't live in America anymore. You have to go live in Italy. There's your punishment.
Yeah, New Jersey, Italy.
You won't be around your orange-skinned wife with a plastic face. I'm sorry.
They said if he's actually deported, Teresa, his wife, said that she would move there with him because they obviously have four daughters together. But, you know, he's in prison now and he'll have to go ahead of her. So they'll probably have to have some quality time together before they go.
Yeah, before he leaves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Over here.
Over here.
Oh, yeah. Over here.
Over here.
Oh, no. Not over there. Over here.
Over here?
Yeah. Over here.
Oh.
Oh. Rick, Stacey.